Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. Facebook is allowing Palestinian terrorists to call for freedom of Jerusalem and graves for the Jews. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, let's talk about that video that is in your alert. It's a video talking to the Palestinian people, wanting to incite the Palestinian terrorists to let Jerusalem be freed from the Jewish people and prepare for Jewish graves. Now, this is a video that's on Palestinian media.
This was put on Fatah's official Facebook page, and I'll discuss Facebook in a moment. The words are outrageous, and it's talking about referring to the peace that was made between Israel and Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates, two Arab countries that finally decided to stop hating Israel after all these years and make peace, something Israel's wanted all along. They're saying that just making peace with Israel is heresy, and therefore you, Jerusalem, should wait for the Knights of Allah. They're turning it into a religious war. The Knights of Allah are going to free you of the Jews, and this will be the Jews' graveyard. This song, that Fatah chose to put this song on their Facebook page, is an outrage, first of all. But that Facebook agrees to post this song is a double outrage. Facebook would never post this kind of hatred if it was directed against any other ethnic group, if it was directed against Muslims, if it was directed against African Americans. They take these things off in a second. But when it's directed against Jews, Facebook allows it to stay. Now, they claim that they don't, and we have been reporting this to them for years, and this is the kind of stuff, this is the kind of hate that still appears on Fatah's Facebook page.
Itamar Marcus, director of Palestinian Media Watch, explaining how Facebook is promoting Palestinian terror. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Palestinian Media Watch is a team of Jews that monitor the Palestinian media, the print media, the electronic media, and the social media, produced by the Palestinian leadership. Itamar Marcus claims that Facebook allows for the radical element of the Palestinian body politic to promote the taking of Jerusalem away from the Jews and preparation for the graves of the Israeli Jews. This actually is a page right out of the prophetic passages of God's Word. I'm referring to Ezekiel chapter 35, verses 5 and 10. Verse 5 says that the Palestinian people will kill the Jews in the last days and then steal their land, in particular Jerusalem. That's Ezekiel chapter 35 and verse 10. This prophecy is in the process of being fulfilled today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...